There are many blessed and wonderful passages in the Scripture that God gives us to edify us and comfort us. I think of the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I think of passages like Hebrews 13:5, which says, "And be content with such things as you have, for He hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee." I think of Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. It says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." Oh, that ever famous verse, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Oh, how about that? How about that comforting verse for troubled hearts? "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Of the passages, and there's so many more. I mean, we could go on and on and on. "All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all." I think one of the most blessed passages is the one we've read. I think we have in our midst, as a matter of fact, I know, Nana DeCamp, these are your life verses. Anyone else, these are your life verses? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Mrs. Holy, amen. And I know Nana as well. These verses, look at them again. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Let me show you number one tonight, and we'll be brief. We've got 4 points with a few sub-points there. But number one, notice the confidence, number one. Notice the confidence in verse number 5. It says, trust. You know, there's a lot of things that we trust in on a day-to-day basis. I don't know about you, but when I get up in the morning, I trust that the floor will hold me. Amen? You say, "Oh, I don't even think about that." Neither do I, but there's trust there. Amen? I trust that when I flick the light, that current makes its way, and Lem, you know how all that works. I have no idea, but the light turns on. Amen? I trust, praise God, that when I get in the shower, that my wife has paid consumers. I trust that. Amen? And she's not let me down yet. Amen? There's a lot of trust. I want you to notice, by way of sub-point, the confidence. Notice the direction. Now, it doesn't just say trust. It tells us where to direct that trust. It says, trust in the Lord. Now let me ask a pointed question tonight. And it's a little bit convicting because I asked it to myself, Miss Linda, and I got convicted. Who do you go to when trouble comes your way? Who's the first person you go to? You know why I got convicted? Because sometimes, Mrs. Holy, it's not the Lord. Sometimes I go to somebody whose counsel I trust. Sometimes I go to a friend. Listen, I'm just bearing my soul with you tonight. If you're with me, say amen. Listen, we can be like that. It tells us right here to put our direction, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. We're His children. Amen. We can trust Him. But not only do we see a direction here, we see a degree, don't we? It says, trust in the Lord how? With all thine heart. And let me just say this. This command refers to activity, not emotion. You just stand there and say, "I'm trusting in the Lord with all my heart." It is proven by the way we live our lives. By the way, let me just say this. Beware of bumper sticker Christianity. Let me tell you to what I refer to. Faith is not believing that God can. It's knowing that God will. That's bumper sticker Christianity. You know what the Father said when He had a demon-possessed son and Jesus said to Him, if Thou canst believe, all things are possible? Do you know what He said, Brother Hauser? He said, Lord, I believe, help Thou mine unbelief. Remember Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, better known as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrews? Remember what they said to the king? They said, hey, King, we're not careful to answer you this, in this matter. We know that our God is able to deliver us, but if not... You know, bumper sticker Christianity, Brother Leonard would say, well, there's a lot of doubt there. Yeah, there is. It's called real life. And it's saying here that if you're going to have the confidence to direct your trust in the Lord, the degree needs to be with all our heart. And let me just say this to you, church. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart is not having doubt. It's stepping out on a limb despite the doubts and depending on Him that He will come through. People mix that up so many times. Well, I just must not have enough faith. That's not it. That's not it most of the time. Amen. God tells us here, we have a confidence, we have a direction, we have a degree. Not only do we see the confidence, but we see the caution. There's an activity to be avoided. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding, to thine own understanding. When trouble comes, we want to figure it out. Appreciated talking with Brother Leonard today. We have some great, great fellowship. And he was telling me about his children. And that a friend of his said to him that his children were some of the most self-reliant children. Didn't mean it in a bad way of self-reliance, but in a good way. Amen. They work hard and they trust the Lord. When I think about this kind of a thing right here, when trouble comes, sometimes we can say, I can figure this out. Do you know God wants to figure it out? God's already got it figured out. Amen. And He tells us, listen, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I hope for everything in me that trouble doesn't come your way. But it does. But it does. And when the worst thing happens, lean not on thine own understanding. Don't you dare say, well, if I was God, I'd have done this different. Well, we're not God. Don't lean on your understanding. Why? Because it's fallible. I like to tell teenagers when I was a youth pastor, you think you're smart? You know the answers? Yeah, I do. Well, you used to eat dirt. You should say to teenagers, you used to pick your nose. And some of you still do. Doesn't sound to me like you've got all infinite understanding. Lean not. It's an activity to be avoided. But then not only do we have the confidence, we have the caution and an activity to be avoided, we have an area to be avoided. Lean not unto thine own understanding. God said this in Isaiah, blessed verses. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. As the heaven is high above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. The story is told of a man who went to a tapestry maker. And he began to look at the tapestries. And he saw some, and they just gorgeous, Mr. Perry. Just as he looked at them, he just couldn't believe. And then he saw one, Brother Jim, and there was all kinds of frays and strings and things. It did not look good at all. And he called the manager over and he said, all these other tapestries are beautiful, but what's wrong with that one? And the man said, oh, I'm sorry. We turned it inside out to do some work on it. You're just looking at it from the wrong side. Let me turn it around. And he turned it around. It was beautiful. You know what? We're looking at things from the mortal side. We're looking at things from the side where there is still death and cancer and crippled children and all that. But you get a look at it from God's and you see how he weaves all that together and makes something beautiful out of it. Don't lean onto your own understanding. There's a caution. There's a confidence. Praise God. And third point, there's a confession in verse number 6. It says, and it tells us the confession in the particulars of it. It says, in all thy ways. In all thy ways. What's that mean? Well, I'm supposed to trust in the Lord with all my heart, lean not on my own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. You know what that means? I'm supposed to acknowledge Him at home. My television watching habits are to acknowledge Him. Somebody say amen tonight. What I listen to in the car is to acknowledge Him. What I do at work, how I conduct myself around people that are lost, ought to say, in all thy ways, he acknowledges him. In all thy ways, she acknowledges him. We could go on and on. Radio, driving. Oh boy, we don't talk about this. How we take care of our temples, what we eat. Boy, you're meddling now, preacher. Amen. Praying, reading, gathering together with God's people in all thy ways. Those are the particulars. The priority is this. Acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him. In our country, one of the things that has been pushed by the secular left is that religion and politics should not mix. Listen to me. Brother Hirth, my religion, if I'm going to acknowledge Him, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, mixes with everything. It mixes with everything. That's why if I am acknowledging Him, I could never vote for a candidate who's for abortion. I could never vote for a candidate who's for homosexual unions. I could never do that. Why? Because it says the priority is in all thy ways, acknowledge Him. You know, again, I'm not for bumper sticker Christianity. I do like the phrase, I could say this, what would Jesus do? I like that phrase. It came out a few years ago and people say, what would Jesus do? Acknowledge Him. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. If I'm getting ready to do something that perhaps I shouldn't do, I should ask myself, would Jesus be pleased with what I'm about to do? Would He be pleased with where I'm about to go? Would He be pleased with what I'm about to watch? With what I'm about to listen to. With what I'm about to say about somebody else. Would He be pleased? You say, what are you doing? You're placing the priority on acknowledging Him in every activity of life. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. The confession there. We see the particulars, that priority. And then thirdly, we notice the presence. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. Years ago, I was brand new saved. And my pastor had a red conversion van. Brother Jim, I think your daddy helped him buy that van. Amen. It was one of those beautiful kind with like the bucket seats in it and stuff. And it was hilarious because our preacher would have drove around in a Yugo. But he had this beautiful van now, you know, to cart his family around. And he picked somebody out of the crowd. He said, Brother Bolts, he took, say, for example, took you. And he said, what if you were driving along and you saw my big red van behind you and you were getting ready to do something you ought not to do? He said, you saw my van behind you and you turned and then the van turned. And you went down this street and the van turned. You would probably not do it. You know who's with us all the time? The Holy Spirit of God. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. All thy ways acknowledge Him. And then, praise God, you have the confidence, you have the caution, you have the confession. Lastly tonight, we have the consequence. And usually when we hear about consequence, we think it's a negative. But in this case, it's a positive. What's the consequence for those that trust in the Lord with all their heart? They don't lean to their own understanding. They acknowledge Him in all thy ways. What's the consequence? He directs our paths. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He directs our path. How many times, folks, have God brought us to the right spot, to the right person, at just the right time? Because He knew we were trusting in Him. He knew we weren't leaning onto our own understanding. I think of friends I've had that have been hospitalized over the years and seen literally scores of hospital staff get saved. Listen, by our human understanding, I don't want to be in the hospital. I shouldn't have to be in the hospital. But those that trust in the Lord and they say, okay, God, You're in charge. You're in charge. I acknowledge You. I'm trusting You. I'm not leaning to my own understanding. I'm do my best while I'm here to acknowledge You in all my ways. And He directs our paths. He directs our paths. I didn't know it in 2005, when I candidated at my home church, that God would call me here in 2009. And the reason I bring that up, the other day I was going through my desk at the house and I ran into a couple of letters from dear Christian people that were not happy about that decision, Brother Holy. They were not happy. And they wrote to me. They said, I know God's in control, but I really think you should have been the pastor. And I remember going home that night and not being despondent, because it's His church. Just like this church is His church. It's not my church, not your church, it's His church. Jesus said, I will build my church. But I do remember being disappointed. Feeling like my church didn't want me. It was very difficult. Very difficult. And I went home that night and I had my evening devotions. And I read these verses. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And as you can see, God has kept that promise. Amen. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. I had always wanted to be a pastor. If any man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth good. Was first qualification of a pastor. You got to want to. Then it says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, thy judgment as the noonday. And then this was the verse that just struck me. I wrote it in my Bible right here. July 10, 2005, evening, no vote at Mountain View Baptist Church. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. The consequence when we trust in the Lord with all our heart, when we lean not to our own understanding, when disappointments come, and all God's people said, when we acknowledge Him in all our ways, the consequence is He will. Let me just say it this way. He has obligated Himself to direct our paths. So just a couple questions in closing tonight. Confidence, caution, confession, consequence. Where's the first place you run when trouble comes or difficulty? May each one of us even vow tonight that says, when trouble comes, first thing I'm going to do is hit my knees. First thing I'm going to do is pray and talk to God. Are you leaning on your own understanding? It's easy to do. It's easy to do. And let me ask this last question. Do you have some ways in your life where you're not acknowledging Him? You're not giving Him the first place. You're not tithing. You're not witnessing. You're not reading your Bible in the morning. You're not reading before. You're not having devotion. Is there some way? Maybe it's in the area of what you watch or what you listen to. Or are there some ways that you're not acknowledging Him? Oh, would you take time tonight with the Lord talk to Him about that and say, God, I'm waving the white flag and surrender. There's some ways in my life that I know You want me to acknowledge You in. And by Your grace and with Your help, I'm going to do that. In all Thy ways is the title of the message. Father,